As we look at this scripture here this morning.
God bless it.
And of course, we've been praying for those that will preach here in a little bit. But the subject that is the theme of this meeting is power. And as I think about power, I think about the Bible teaches that's something that belongs to God. Amen.
Right.
And we got to understand that it's not ours, it's God's. But I believe that the power of God is what we need in this day and hour.
Yeah.
This is my mentality, my thinking. I think we're trying every program, every little trick, every little gimmick under the sun. And don't take me wrong, but most churches is known anymore by how many outreaches and programs and gimmicks that they have. Be honest with me. And used to, people were known because they had the touch
right.
and the power of
right.
God. Amen.
Right.
And then I'm not belittling anything. I'm just telling you,
right.
we need God.
Amen.
When I think about all the problems that we've got, and I think about the one solution is a visitation from God. Amen.
Right.
And if we are physically able, I just love to stand in reverence for the reading of the King James Authorized Bible. And I'll try to be as brief as I can in the reading of the scriptures. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse number 1. The Bible said, "It is not expedient for me doubtless to glory. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. I knew a man in Christ above 14 years ago, whether in the body I cannot tell, or whether out of the body I cannot tell. God knoweth. Such an one caught up to the third heaven. And I knew such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell. God knoweth how that he was caught up into paradise and heard unspeakable words, which it is not lawful for a man to utter." Amen. I love that passage of scripture. Amen. I'm always reminded of those that have a dying out-of-body experience supposedly and come back and write books and make millions. Amen. And Paul couldn't even utter it. Amen. Amen. Verse number 5, "Of such an one will I glory, yet of myself I will not glory, but in mine infirmities. For though I would desire to glory, I shall not be a fool, for I will say the truth, but now I forbear, lest any man should think of me above that which he seeth me to be, or that he heareth of me. And lest I should be exalted above measure, through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure." Now, I want to explain something to you. I'm a type of person that I have a low self-esteem. But the Lord has had to show me through the scriptures that it is as much sin to have a low self-esteem as to have too much esteem. And God said here, he said, "Lest I should be exalted above measure."
Right.
Everybody has got to have a measure before you'll ever do anything for God. Here's what God showed me. You can take a steam engine. If it does not have enough steam, it'll never move.
Right.
If it's got too much steam, amen, it'll blow the engine. But if it's got enough steam, it'll be able to move and do what God or what it needs to be done, amen. And that's the way I look at that. A man's got to have some self-esteem about him, amen, or he's not going to do anything for God. A couple more verses. "For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in my infirmities. I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I'm weak, then I am strong." Let's go to the Lord in a word of prayer. Father, I'm eternally grateful for the privilege it is to bow before you. We bow before you, God, in the authority and the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we're not ashamed, God, that we pray in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray this morning, God, that you deliver us, God, from any vainglory. And I pray, oh God, that the power of Christ, Lord, might be evident, God, upon this service today. Pray, God, you'd bless your little children, God, today. Lord, I know, God, that we face many things and go through many things, but I pray that we might, Lord, be in vision today, God, to see, Lord, the scope, God, of your view. Lord, I pray that you'd, Lord, give this church the desires of her heart. Bless her for their faithfulness, God. And Lord, you'd send revival. God, we need revival in this country. And I pray that you'd subdue the powers of hell. And I pray, oh God, in Jesus' name, Lord, it's not a time that, Lord, we should bow our heads and give up. God, in our weakness, God, it is a time for power. Lord, we pray, oh God, that you'd open our blinded hearts and minds, that we might see deeper, Lord, into thee today. Lord, I pray in Jesus' name now. Lord God, give us a mind to conceive the depths of the scriptures this morning. We love you. We want you to know that publicly, that we love you and thank you for what you've done. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You may be seated. Thank you for standing in reverence to the reading of the King James Authorized Bible.
Lord bless
you. And I just want to give you what's on my heart and do it to the best of my ability. And I want you to pray for us that God would liberate our mind to be able to deliver what God's put on my heart. As I look at this passage of Scripture, there's a few things I want to point out. If there's anything in my life that I love, that is, of course, defining words. And I feel like when you define those words, it's like stopping at a window and being able to look into that window and see the depths of what the Scripture is teaching us throughout, amen, the Word of God. Now, as I look at this, I just want to start picking up, amen, in verse number 7, where the Bible says, and we know the context of the Scripture. I'm sure the majority of us know this, about how Paul, that he had had these visions and revelations of the Lord, and God was doing things in his heart and his life to keep him humble before the Lord, that he would not get so filled with pride and exalted that God could not use him. Now, as I look at this passage of Scripture, verse 7 says, "And lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure." Now, as I look at this passage, one of the first things that stands out to me is the fact that God said he gave him a messenger of Satan to buffet him, amen. Now, as we look at this and I'm thinking about this, this word buffet is an interesting word. It means to strike with a fist. It derives from meaning to cause to be punished, amen. Now, as we think about this, it means to strike for a cause. Now, as you look at this passage of Scripture, when God let Satan buffet, amen, Paul in this passage of Scripture, it was not for no reason, amen. Oh, right. Paul was not just a punching bag for Satan, but it was, amen, for a cause. Yeah. And we know that God works everything after his own will and for his own purpose, amen.
Right. Amen.
Now, I'm coming to this mentality after being saved 27 years that the devil just don't go around and do whatever he desires to do to God's people, amen.
Right.
I'm thoroughly convinced that many of the things that happens to us and goes on is in the scope of God's sovereign plan for our lives, amen. Now, so think about this. And he says that he is a messenger of Satan. A messenger is one who is sin. Amen. That is amazing to me. He's a messenger of Satan. Right. Now, so think about this. It is an angel sent to execute purpose. Amen. Right. In the context of the Scripture, what I find here, the Bible says that there was given to me a thorn in the flesh. And that thorn was a messenger of Satan to constantly buffet the Apostle Paul to keep him humble. Why did God want to keep the Apostle Paul humble? Because he knew if the Apostle Paul was not humble, that he could not put his power upon the Apostle Paul, amen. So I want you to follow me in the context of the Scripture, amen. So I find, excuse me, that he's a messenger of Satan, amen. Here's what interests me in this passage of Scripture. I'll deal with this in a second. The first thing I see is Paul's infirmities, amen. Yeah. Now, as I think about this is amazing to me. Amen. I believe that when he was given a gift, amen, that I believe that God, amen, let Satan, amen, be a messenger, amen, to buffet the Apostle Paul, amen, to be able to, the devil can't do nothing that without God's permission, amen. So for the devil to be able to do this, God let Satan do this to keep Paul humble, amen. Amen, 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 amen. It blesses me to know that we serve such a God, amen, that he can take the prince and the power of the air and use his diabolical ways, amen, that God can humble somebody that his power might rest upon them, amen. Amen, 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 amen. I don't believe you're getting a hold of that, amen. He said, well, the devil's just taunting me, he's playing with me, amen. Amen. I don't believe the devil just walks about doing that. I believe God has the authority over every prince and the power of the air, amen. Amen. God, amen, he can't do nothing without the permission of God Almighty, amen. You say, well, the devil's beating me to death, amen. God may be humbling us that God can prepare us, amen, to pour out his power upon us, amen. Amen, amen. That's a truth that the devil does not want us to get, amen. He don't want you to understand, amen. We just think, well, it's just a life about suffering, amen. God is trying to clear the table that he can put the power on the table, amen. Amen, amen. Amen, amen. Whew.
Bless you, Lord.
Amen. Some things look bad in your life, Brother Terry. Some things look like you'll never see daylight again, amen. But I tell you what God's doing, amen. He's trying to clear the table of self. He's trying to clear the table of everything about us, amen. He said, I've got to get you out of the way where I can display my power and you'll get no credit for it. Amen, amen. Praise God, amen. Amen. Amen.
Yeah,
woo!
Come on,
amen. Amen. Oh, I can see it this morning, Evie. Every trial, every heartache, amen, every tear, amen. Every time you felt lonely, God was trying to make us weak. God is trying to show us that we're nothing. Stand it, amen. God, I want you out of the way. And I'm going to use Satan to show you what power I have. Mercy. Amen. Y'all take timeouts around here? Amen. Amen. It's been worth every mile. It's been worth every trial. I have no regret. I have no regret. I have no regret. I have no regret. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God, who are the called according to his purpose. Amen, amen. So what's the matter with you? Saved by his power divine. Saved to new life sublime. Life now is sweet and my joy is complete. For I'm saved, saved, saved. Whew, amen. Amen.
Bless you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Can I just tell you, God knows what he's doing. We think God don't love us and he just let the devil out on us just to beat on us and whoop us over the head and we just struggle through life and don't know how we're going to make it. No, God's saying, I'm trying to clean the table. Because I don't want you to be seen. He said, it's all about me. Amen. Boy, I just want a chair and just sit back. Amen. Boy, we need the power of God. I want to preach on this thought today. Today, the unwelcomed gift.
Right.
Paul said, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to buffet me. I believe if you study this passage of Scripture, amen, amen. I think about the buffeting of Satan was an instrument for God to keep Paul humble for God's glory. God used the messenger of Satan to humble Paul. Amen.
Yes, yes.
That blows my mind to know God can take the arch enemy of the church and himself and use him to carry out God's plan that God might get the glory for it. Amen. Amen. That is so powerful. I can't hardly stand that. Amen. Amen. He thinks he's winning. He thinks he's got us beat down and subdued. And we're going to crawl up on the pew and die. But if we'd ever grasp today, amen, what God is doing is taking the enemy to make us more like Christ that his power might flow through us. Amen. God used a messenger of Satan to humble Paul. Note this thorn in the flesh is a messenger of Satan. It was a gift from God. Amen. If you study the word given in this passage of Scripture, it literally means to his advantage, amen. When God gave him a messenger, when God permitted that, when God let that take place, God give him that to his advantage, amen. The troubles and trials that we go through in life, amen, it's not, amen, to beat us over the head and to drive us away from God. Amen, what it is to our advantage, amen. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth within me. Amen. God is trying to crucify the old man. Amen. Boys, I think about this passage of Scripture. There's much that comes to my mind. Amen. 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 I believe in this passage of Scripture. Amen. This is a divine design of God to display his power.
Yeah.
I want you to bear with me a second. And my mind's going 100 miles an hour. But I'm telling you something right now. Man alive, I can't hardly stand it. Amen. Amen. Yeah.
Help him, Lord.
You just bear with me. Amen, amen. This is a divine design for God. I said for God to display his power.
Yeah, come on.
Amen. I want you to take your mind through the Word of God. Let's rise above the realms of earth. Let's rise above the realms of discouragement and disheartenedness. And let's find ourselves, amen, looking down this thing in the picture of it. God, I said God, has never done nothing because a man had a lot of strength. God has never done nothing because something possessed the capabilities of doing something. Everything that God has ever done through the Word of God, he did it with a weak, insignificant, something that was of no value. Think about Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created. The earth was out form and void and darkness upon the face of the deep. There was no prosperity there. There was nothing. Amen. It seemed it was just insignificant. It was something that was weak, but yet God took it and made planet earth. He took nothing and made something. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. There's so many things. I think about Joseph as he was sold into slavery. Amen. Hey, it looks like something was doomed. It was the infirmity, amen, that God turned around and let his power rest upon it, amen. I think about the widow in the barrel. God didn't use much. God didn't use something significant. God didn't use power. God didn't use, amen, of the ability of a man. God uses weakness. Don't you understand that? In my mentality, I believe we are on the verge of an atmosphere of the greatest move of God that we have ever had in this country, because we are very weak and we are very feeble in the face of our enemies. Amen. But if we'd ever realize that God may, and I believe God is in control of everything, that God's let these things be arranged, all God's trying to do is say, hey, amen, I've got you like this. Amen. If you just admit you can't do it, you can't make it without God. We need God's power. We're weak, we're feeble. God's got us to where God could display his power. But the problem is, we just keep trying. want you to listen to this. Watchman Nee said this. He said, as long as we're trying to do, he can do nothing. It is because of our trying that we fail. That's what Watchman Nee said. Amen. We sit around, what else can we do? What other kind of gimmick can we have? And please, this is the mentality that God's given me, amen. We're trying everything. Amen. We're trying to find something to scotch us up in the midst of all these troubles and trials and heartaches, amen. Amen. I'm telling you something, it ain't something under us that we need right now. It's something to rest upon us, amen. We're looking down here trying to fix the problems, amen. But the problem's going to come. God rests upon weakness, amen. Amen. Watchman Nee said this in his book on secrets of spiritual power. Many Christians mourn over their weakness, thinking if they were only stronger, that all would be well. But God's means of delivering us from self is not to make us stronger and stronger, but it is to make us weaker and weaker. This is to entirely remove self from the scene, amen. Boy, I'm telling you something, that blows our theology out of the water, amen. It's all about make me stronger so I can stand, amen, against Satan and the messenger of Satan, amen. Amen, God is trying to get us to the point, amen, that he abolishes us off of the scene, amen. Not to make us stronger, but to make us weaker, where God can step forth and reveal his power to his people, amen. Amen. The greatest negative is the cross. Weakness.
Yes, sir.
No hope. But the greatest positive is the resurrection.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
The greatest negative is, amen, to die to self. Amen. But the greatest positive is to be resurrected in the power of Christ. Amen. Amen. It's all right if I enjoy this. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Paul's intercession. Don't you notice in the Bible? Lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. I'm not going to waste my time trying to describe to you what I think that is. I believe it's a messenger of Satan to buffet me. You say, boy, that's deep. No, that's just literal interpretation of the scriptures. Amen. It's just a messenger. I don't know about you, but day in and day out, if my eyes are awakened, it seems there's just a messenger of Satan there, just constantly buffeting me, constantly slapping me in the face, constantly keeping me down, amen. And I get defeated and say, God, would you make me stronger? God, would you get me out of this? Lord, I'm tired of hurting. I'm tired of going through this. I'm tired of the trials. I'm tired of the adversity. I'm tired of the persecution. I'm tired of people hating me. Amen. It's just a messenger of Satan to buffet me, amen. But God's opened my eyes through the scripture to realize that's what God's trying to do. He's trying to make us weaker and weaker and weaker and weaker, where the power of Christ may rest upon us.
Thank God.
Brother Buchanan, you don't see many people that are weak anymore. Now listen to me. I'm just an honest preacher. Brother Doolittle, I'm a Christian. I never have a bad day. I never frown. Nothing ever happens to me. I'm telling you something right now. We have turned this thing into a psychological approach. Amen. If we think positive, everything's going to be positive. Amen. It ain't got nothing to do with it. Amen. I'm telling you something. What God's going to do is get us out of the way that his power might rest upon us. I think about great men of God. I think about something about Spurgeon and how he had such mind battles. Depression. Sometimes Brother Deitch, he wouldn't go to the pulpit for weeks. He'd send someone out and say, hey, you need to pray. Hell's a fighting. In our day and hour, we wouldn't dare show such weakness.
Right.
I say this lots of times I preach, and just bear with me. I think about Moses when Aaron and Hur was there with him. God's power would have never rested upon him if he didn't, if Aaron and Hur never seen his weakness. Now I want you to think about that. It's not you go around boo-hooing and belly-aching about everything. But amen, to show weakness is not weakness, amen. Right. It is a spirit of meekness, amen, to let know that I cannot do anything without Christ, amen. Nothing, amen. We want God's power. We're going to have to quit fighting God. God, get this off of me. God, take this away, amen. Submit to what God has allotted, amen. That the power of Christ. You bear with me. I want you to look on down in the scriptures. Amen. God's intercession. The second thing, not see Paul's infirmity, but Paul's intercession. Amen. Notice what the Bible says. And the Bible says in verse 8, for this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. Has anybody ever prayed at God to get these things that seems to be beating you down, just keeping you down, keeping you down? Anybody spend time in prayer about those things? Now, won't you listen to me? Let's look at a biblical truth here. It is natural to pray for the removal of negative. Christ even left us an example of that in the garden. He said, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Amen.
Amen.
But I want you to notice something secondly. It is spiritual to submit to the negative when it has an eternal purpose. Jesus said, nevertheless, you mentioned this last night, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. Paul's prayers were not lost labor when God did not comply with his wishes, but it was a lesson to learn to be satisfied with God's grace. Now, I feel like God's just letting these things soak in, so I need to walk through these things a little bit. I'm going to read that again. Paul's prayers was not lost labor when God did not comply with his wishes, but a lesson of being satisfied with God's grace. Amen. To do away with evil, amen, to do away with the infirmity is to eliminate the experience of grace. God said, I'm not going to take it away from you. I want you to become weak so you can experience my grace. They probably in a church around that doesn't think sometimes, boy, if God don't do something, we're going under. If God don't do something, we don't have 10 more years. If God don't do something, I don't know what's going to happen. Amen. And we battle that in our minds, amen. But I believe God's trying to get us to the point that we throw up the white flag and say, God, you've made us weak. Now may thy power rest upon us, amen.
Amen.
It's all about our name, amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. If I'm still going today, it ain't because of me. It's because of the God of heaven. Amen. I've been so low this year, I've told God, I don't have one thing to offer you. Amen.
Glory to God. Amen.
I've been that low.
God. Mercy, Lord, grace.
I said I was not going to say nothing, but just feel like God's impressing my heart. I was so low, Brother Buchanan, that I bought me a tent and a backpack, and I drove way back in the woods, and I told my wife I didn't know when I'd be back. And I said, I'm not coming back till God does something in my heart. And God showed me from the scriptures that Jesus would send the multitudes away, God would send the disciples away, and Jesus would go into the mountain apart alone to spend time with God, to cleanse his heart and to cleanse his mind. And I packed up and I went in the woods. I didn't tell anybody where I was going. When I was coming back, nobody knew. It's just me and God. Right. And I went up in the woods till I had peace in my heart. And I stayed there till God did something in my heart. And I believe it was through that act of obedience where God took the things that was taking me under. And God cleared the table. And God gave me grace. And it's like water off a duck's back. Amen. You say, preacher, what's driving your heart now? I'm telling you something, just a long story short, we've lost multitudes of people. A lot of y'all know about that, and it's still repercussions and still going on. But my heart is to keep the home fires a-burning, keep the fatted calf fat, amen. Amen, amen, amen. We've got to stay close to God. God is trying to suppress us to reveal His power through us, amen. Amen. It's not to hurt you. It's not that you're a little ball in the devil's hand, amen. God is trying to drive us to a weak place to say, God, I can't, but you can.
Right, amen.
And experience power and experience His grace, amen. The problem is we're fighting against the will of God. That's what Paul was doing. He sought the Lord thrice. Oh, mercy. Can I just preach to you? This is a refusal request so that one can experience the best. Amen. Most are looking for a life of ease or a life as one would please. But true life is trusting what God only sees. Amen. Paul was not disappointed or disheartened that God did not answer his request.
Right.
A lot of people are upset at God because God don't do everything they ask Him. If God had done what Paul asked him to do here, he would have never experienced power. Don't you listen to me. I thought it was interesting here. The Bible says that Paul prayed three times. He prayed thrice. The Jews were in the habit of praying three times. It's one of their customs. And if they prayed three times and God didn't do nothing with it, they just submitted to the will of God. Amen. Don't you listen to me. How many times do we spend month after month, year after year, asking God to take away that infirmity? Lord, if you'd take it away, I'd be strong. I'd really be something from you. And God said, no, you're asking me something to deprive yourself of my power. He said, I'm not trying to make you stronger. I'm trying to make you weaker so that I can be strong in your life. Now, don't you listen to me. These are not truths that this preacher's learned from a textbook. These are truths that this preacher's learned by experience. God is trying to make us so weak so He can be so strong.
Amen.
Jesus even prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane. He prayed three times. And He said, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. I'm afraid sometimes we are spending our time trying to force God to do something that is not His will. God's trying to give us His power. And we're fighting against God, begging God to do something that is not His will.
Amen.
Number three, Paul's instructions. God spoke to Paul. And that's what the Bible says. And He said unto me.
Praise your name.
Let me tell you what God's done for us today. God spoke to us. I feel like taking another time out right there. Amen, dear brother. God has spoken to us.
Yeah, come on.
I'm people weeping all over the building. I'm telling you something right now. God's just speaking, amen. You felt you're in a dead end road. There's no hope. How can I make it through this life? If this is what it's about, I can't take it, amen. But God's let you see what I'm trying to do. God said, I'm trying to set the table that my power might rest upon you, amen. You're fighting against my power, amen. You're reverting against my power. Just submit to it. Nevertheless, not my will, God. Set the table. Send the power just now.
Bless Him, Lord.
Folk, we need the power of God.
Amen.
It ain't programs. It's God we need.
Amen.
I don't mean this in any prideful way. But Brother Deese, I feel like a foreigner preaching like this anymore, Brother Buchanan. My heart is, we need God. Listen to me. God's geared me down here. Paul's instruction. God spoke to Paul. Greater is the grace imparted than the direct answer to Paul's prayer. Sometimes it's not the answer of prayer that God's going to give. It's the grace that God's going to give. Amen. Amen. I want you to understand this. To withdraw the afflictions to us withhold God's grace. The infirmity brought the favor of God. The affliction seemed to be taking Paul down, but it was really taking Paul up. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
God, let those things soak deeply. What you and I think Brother Deitch has taken us down, it's really taking us up. Paul said, if you don't get this thorn out of my flesh, I'm not going to make it, dear God. Have you thought about quitting? You thought about throwing in the towel? Oh, preacher, not in here. Oh, yes, in here. You may tell you why. Because in our human conception, in our mind, we are not conceiving God as who He is. Amen. And you've heard me say this before, but A.W. Tozer said, the man that comes to the right belief of who God is relieved of 10,000 temporal problems. Amen. God has never done nothing to me or you to hurt me. God does everything to us so that He might make us weaker, that His power might rest upon us. We pride ourselves in the ingenuity of our flesh and the educations of our mind. I'm telling you something, the only thing we have is to glory in the cross of Christ. Bear with me. Commentator Barnes says this, a Christian never loses anything by suffering and affliction. Now I want you to think about that. If it wasn't for everything I've went through, preacher, I'd be a real Christian. If it weren't for everything you went through, you wouldn't know anything about Christ.
Right.
That I may know Him and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His sufferings.
Right.
You wouldn't know Christ apart from suffering.
Right.
Listen to me. Trials injure no one if they're properly received. Preach, you don't know what people's done to me. I'm telling you, trials injure no one. Trials injure no one if they're properly received, amen.
God bless you.
A Christian should rejoice that he may obtain what is only obtainable in his affliction. What God is saying to the Apostle Paul is, he said that if you don't understand this weakness, this message of Satan, you'll never obtain what I want to give you through this.
Right.
Is anybody here saved?
Oh, yeah. Amen.
Does any? I believe if a man is truly saved, they will be a sincere desire in his heart for the touch and the power of God.
Right.
Anybody don't have a sincere desire for the touch and the power of God, I'd question whether or not I'm saved.
Right.
And I'm telling you something right now. We do not ever want to stop short of what God wants us to obtain.
Right.
Weakness is not an obstacle in the perfecting of His strength. We think, God, if you'd get this obstacle out of the way, then you could perfect your strength. No, the obstacle is so God can perfect His strength.
Right.
Amen. One must refuse nothing for the sake of obtaining God's power.
Mm-hmm.
The weaker the instrument, the more power grace manifests. That the power of Christ may rest upon me. And he said unto me, Lord, just slowing us down. The Bible says, and he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. That word perfect there means fully developed and brought to maturity.
Right. Yes, sir.
We can never develop and be fully mature until God, amen, perfects weakness in us, amen.
Yeah.
The power of Christ. That power is the ability to inherit power to put forth. It means to force a miracle. It means to be capable to be able to do the impossible, amen. God cannot do the impossible unless he perfects weakness in us. Most gladly, Paul says, most gladly, therefore, I rather glory in my infirmities that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Sometimes I say, boy, that makes for good preaching, but hard living. I understand that statement, but it does not change the fact of what God has said in His Word.
Right.
I've got on my paper, I wrote here, amen, a few things. Weakness plus power equals success.
Right.
Amen.
Yes.
Not two powers make success.
Right.
But weakness plus power makes success. The weaker our tabernacles are, the more Christ's power appears in them. God only moves in weakness, amen. Again, going back to what I mentioned earlier, and I'm just about done. When I thought about David, they looked at him as Rudy. They looked at him as nothing. He was weak. He was nothing. But yet he come one of the greatest kings in the Bible, amen. God uses weakness, amen. If we're ever going to see revival, it's not because we're strong.
Right.
I believe that's why we're missing revival. Because we're looking to get strong.
Right.
What God's looking for is for us to get weak.
Yeah. That's right.
Amen. 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 Calvary looked very weak. Amen. Looked like it's all over, but it was very strong. Amen. Amen. The Bible was written by men of infirmities, and it looks real weak, but they were inspired of God. God took infirmity, and God made something strong.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
If God can do that in the Scriptures, God can do that in your life, in my life. The greatest, amen. I think about this. Every true spiritual experience means that we have discovered another fact in Christ. Don't you think about this. One must submit, these are some more statements from Watchman Nee. One must submit to the absolute authority and lordship of Christ. Paul's desire is the removal of the thorn that was an absolute contradiction to the absolute lordship of the Lord Jesus Christ. If Christ doesn't have absolute authority in our lives, He is, amen, He is present, but He's not powerful. Now, don't you listen to me. If you're saved, God lives in you.
Amen.
And Christ is present in you.
Right.
But if God does not have absolute authority in life, He can be present, but never be powerful.
Right.
You say, preacher, what are you saying?
Well, that's right.
I feel like God's saying, shut her down. I'm telling you right now, we can debate with God, but I'm telling you, so we're going to have to come to the place to submit to the authority of God. That God knows what He's doing, and what He's doing is not to hurt us,
right.
But it is to make a place that God shows absolute weakness so that God can show absolute power.
Amen.
The title of my message today is The Unwanted Gift. When you say something like this, it fears people. But where sin abounds, grace doth much more abound. We're never going to experience grace unless we experience and acknowledge our weaknesses. And if we don't acknowledge that, we're never going to experience the power of God. The unwanted gift. Is there anybody in here that doesn't have an infirmity? Have you ever thought about what your infirmities are? Maybe a gift from God? And have you ever thought about, I'm going to read the verse, and I'm trying to close. It's not that I'm wanting to give you more. It's because I'm waiting for that green light. And God says, that's enough. You just bear with me. I want to read the verse. Paul says, therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities.
Hey.
See, you preach something like that anymore and people think, man, that's foreign language. Who does he think he is? That's 700 Club off of TV. No. I believe that it is humanly possible through the power of God to take glory and have glory in our infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses. Here it is, for Christ's sake.
Amen.
For when I'm weak, then am I strong.
Yes.
It's very solemn in here this morning. Because I know everybody's evaluating your life. You're evaluating where you're at. You're evaluating those things that day in and day out. You think, if I could get rid of these things, I could really do something for God. Those are the very things that God wants to use so that you can do something for God. Say, preacher, what do you want us to do today? If the preacher deems necessary to get to have an altar call, get in this altar and just get weak before God. Brother Buchanan.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Man, I'm going to tell y'all something. Church done heard me say this. David could have never been the great king that he was without Saul.